Hello everyone. So since I am new here, I wanted to try taking you on a tour through what gets me off. You know, if I don't get too shy and wuss out first, because I generally will record with a script in front of me, and this is just me laying in bed, playing with myself, and going off whatever my brain comes up with. I am gonna do a kink list eventually, but like I said, I just wanna be lazy and play with myself in bed. So, let's see. Let's start with something I love most. Probably my favorite thing ever is, aside from dirty talk, because let's be honest, that is the whole purpose for my existence in this world, is when somebody really talks really filthy to me. But my other favorite thing is daddy and little girl stuff. And that can be either incest or non-incest, although I'll be honest, I prefer incest. It just... Let's just put a generalization around it and say that I tend to like very nasty, taboo, filthy stuff. So, like I said, non-incest is okay too. Whatever the other person is really comfortable with. I really like... It's so shy and embarrassing to talk about, but I really like rape play. Especially when that's coupled with the incest stuff. And I don't just like being daddy's little girl. You know, it can be my big brother, my daddy, some other family member. And I also, not just on the sub side, I also like that. I can't stop blushing, and I keep losing my thoughts because I'm touching myself. I also like to be dominant sometimes. I may not be very good at it, but I like, you know, mommy and little boy stuff, and big sister and little brother stuff. I just really like things to get as wrong and twisted and sexy as possible. And I really like the thought of losing my virginity to my daddy or big brother. Other roleplay stuff. I like being used by a teacher. I like being taken advantage of by my doctor or a massage therapist. I have physical therapy right now for some leg pain and stuff, and whenever he puts me through these stretches, I keep thinking about him holding my knee up to my chest the way he does, and running his hand up my thigh and over my pussy, teasing me. I just really like being taken advantage of. Being used like a personal little fuck toy and being choked. I really like the thought of... I don't know why of all the twisted things I like, this is the most embarrassing, but I really like to be bred. I really, really like it. Oh god. I just love the thought of the risk. being told that I'm gonna be bred and impregnated and fucked and used. Especially, oh my god, especially if it's a daddy or brother. Wasn't already obvious. I also like age stuff. And I mean, oh my god, that can be anywhere from, you know, just the person's older than me and I'm, you know, an adult. Or I'm much younger than adult, if you catch my drift. And it's extremely wrong, but I can't help it. I just like thinking of myself being a poor, defenseless little girl. And not to mention my sexuality developed pretty early in my life, so I remember being younger and playing with myself and how good it felt just from myself. So I can't even imagine how good it would feel if somebody else were using me. So that I take it back, that might actually be the most embarrassing. But I did get through saying it, so there's that at least. Oh, let's see if I can think straight to think of anything else. I like pet play too. Not so much, you know. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I like pet play. I like being put on a collar and leash and being told that you own me. I'm just your little pet to you. I think most nights when I play with myself or I listen to audios, I think my mind tends to go to being having my virginity taken by my daddy or brother. Usually via rape. Being tied down, spanked, choked. Oh, I love to be choked. Oh my god. Like, oh, I love, my favorite part of pet play is when I've got a collar on and a leash, you yank back on it and start choking me with it. And also because it's so easy for me to come generally, I like to edge until I can't take it anymore. Although sometimes I do just let go and come about 40 times in 5 minutes because I can't control myself. Yeah, I like corruption. I like not just having my virginity taken, but being a completely, completely innocent girl who doesn't know anything about sex or touching myself or anything, and being taught all of that through a nice round of corruption. That is especially when the teacher kink comes into play. I like being able to think straight, oh my god. Oh god. I like the idea of exhibitionism. Voyeurism. I like thinking that somebody's watching me while I'm getting dressed, or touching myself, or coming. I like to show off. If the pictures weren't anything to go by, I like to show off. I do it mostly so I can build my self-confidence up, but it also gets me off. Why is my stomach growling? I think I came too many times this morning, and I'm hungry, but I don't want to stop coming. That's all I want to do is come. Fuck. I like doing stuff in public other than exhibitionism. I like, well, I work a job where I'm almost constantly around people, following me around, asking me questions, and I have to help them, but I'm allowed to listen to music, and I don't listen to music. I listen to some of my favorite people on GWA. Probably know who at least one of you is. And I keep this little small remote-controlled vibrator in my panties. And it's extremely quiet, so I get to keep it up as high as I want. And I let it just torture my clit the whole time I'm at work. It comes so many times. And I like it so much. It makes me feel like a little slut. And if somebody just looked closer, they might see that. They might realize what a whore I am. I'm good at hiding it. I'm good at hiding what a devious, twisted, sick little girl I am. Having somebody to do all these things to me. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna go. This was a mistake, and I don't want to get out of bed. Oh my god. Oh. I should probably try and get up and be an adult right now, rather than a horny little girl. Oh, Lord. Anyway. That was a brief tour through some of the many things that gets me off. And I can't wait to keep recording more audios for everyone. It's a lot of fun. And yeah. Bye.